You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightline, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you here on this Friday evening in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Getting a little cold out there, but hope you're having a great day wherever you're joining us from around the state of summer. Summer's only 5 months away, Conrad. You know that?
It feels like 8 or 10.
Going to be a while. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, who is working the board tonight, producing the show. And we are coming to you live, as you heard, from downtown Green Bay on a gorgeous, gorgeous, icy cold night. Here's why I say gorgeous. I love Friday nights. I don't care what the weather is like. It's a blast to finish up the work week, pop some popcorn, make an old-fashioned, whatever it is you have to do, pop in a movie. Just start your weekend off right. And that's what we're going to do in just a few hours. But right now, we get to be on the air and talking about the things we love for the time being. Movies, TV, comedy, all of the above. Maybe some theater, some music. Got a great question tonight. And a lot of fun. We have some great guests coming up tonight. It's kind of an all-Wisconsin show, which is exciting. We're going to talk about a lot of the things happening in our state. Joining us at 5:35 after news, sports, and weather will be Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News. Ellie's been on the show before. She does such a great job writing for Up North News and keeping Wisconsinites informed. And there's a lot of positive news. That's what I love about Up North News. They just have great stories, and they kind of celebrate Wisconsin while also informing, which I just absolutely love. Love their format. Stuart Waddles will be here in hour number two. Stuart covers news for Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin. You also hear him on WGBW. He has got, I don't know, Con. I say Stuart has a $1 million voice. I love his voice.
That's true.
Yeah. And when they say like a news anchor you can trust, a face you can trust, Stuart has that too, but he's got that voice that like just, it's a no-nonsense news voice. And he's the same when he comes on the show. We love talking about Stuart. Last time we talked about Gordon Lightfoot. I don't know what Stuart is going to bring up tonight, but it will be fun. We'll have a good time. And then, ladies and gentlemen, hour number three, we will see the lovely and talented and wonderfully intellectual, inspirational, insightful Terry Barr will be here for Barr Band Friday night for the segment named after her. How do you like that? We're going to talk music, and she is our Wisconsin music expert. And also happens to host a little show called Max Inc. Radio, which airs on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9. You can also check it out on the website at civicmedia.us, where all the shows are cataloged in podcast form. Terry joins us every night, and we talk music, and we just have an absolute blast. So that is what we will do tonight. This is our last live show until next Wednesday, folks. We will be off for Martin Luther King Day. And I will be attending a funeral in the Milwaukee area as well. and I just want to give a shout out. A man passed away. His name is Pat Murphy. No relation to the Brewers manager. But this is the Pat Murphy I've known my whole life, who is my uncle and was an outstanding brother, big brother to my mom, a great son to my grandparents, outstanding father and grandfather. And a great brother-in-law to my dad. I remember my dad, my parents met at Marquette. They were part of the Young Democrats Club, and they met at Marquette. And my dad talks about my Uncle Pat walking around the campus because my Uncle Pat had this group called the Rummies. And Pat was kind of this tall, handsome guy, and he was like a big man on campus. And my dad kind of looked up to him, so much so that once over the dinner table, my dad was telling a Pat Murphy story at Marquette. And he said, you couldn't help but look at Pat Murphy and think, at which point my wife interjected, does he have a sister? Which brought the house down at the dinner table. It was a lot of fun. And it turns out Pat did have a sister, Amy, and my dad married her. And Pat was an outstanding uncle. He, when he retired, he raised his two I shouldn't say raised, but provided daycare to his grandkids, Olivia and Oscar, and was a lot of fun. Just a guy, always a guy you could have a cocktail with, share a story with. He loved to talk. He loved people. He loved Wisconsin. And Pat Murphy, you will be missed. I love you a lot. And I'm looking forward to being with your entire family in the next few days and celebrating your life. Godspeed. Conrad and I are both on the mend. Are you feeling better? You took a sick day. I didn't take a sick day, but I've done, this is my third day doing the show from home. I am amped up on aspirin, not aspirin because I can't take aspirin, but like Tylenol, cough medicine, and a lot of drugs. I'm not going to lie. I'm on a lot of drugs right now.
You know, if I could do the show from home, I would have done that night, but I can't really do that. So
yeah, I understand that.
I took a day off, and you know, that day I did wake up with like the worst headache ever. So good thing I took off. But today I'm feeling a little bit better. Still got the sniffles. This morning I didn't wake up with as bad of a headache. Still had a little one, but yeah.
Part of the reason I decided to do the show from home, aside from not feeling great, is that I can control when I turn the mic off. So if I cough, I can go quickly. I can't like signal you and go, Conrad, hit the button. I'm about to cough. So I have that advantage doing the show from home over the stream. But it is going around, folks. Katie Scullin had a big album launch party scheduled tonight in Madison that Terry Barr was going to be at. She had to cancel it because she's got whatever's going around. There is so much stuff. And it got me thinking. This is, if I get to this in time, my program for not getting sick is pretty effective. And here's what I do. Con, I want you to think about what you do when you know you're getting sick and when you think about, you know, what can I do to combat this? I take a sinus rinse to clear out my sinuses before I go to bed. I do zinc. I do echinacea. I pump the vitamin C, the vitamin D. I never forget to take my multivitamins as it is. And I drink a lot of water, and I try to go to bed at a decent hour. And when I do that, I typically do not get sick. But this time, I don't know, I think I waited too long. I think I kind of felt crummy, and I waited a day. Because I've heard from a lot of people, if you put echinacea in your system right away, when you feel like you're getting sick, you won't get sick. And for the longest time, that worked for me. But you got to do it right away, like first symptom. What do you do?
I mean, when I felt bad, that's... Yeah, I kind of Tuesday, I went to CVS and got some vitamin C, and I got some zinc, some lozenges, and some Tylenol, and kind of just see if that was gonna help. Today I've been feeling better, so maybe it's been working. But
okay, a lot of people out sick. It reminds me what you were just saying of all those things you were taking of the Saturday Night Live when they did the all drug Olympics where steroids were legal and Kevin Nealon's like announcing this guy, the Russian guy, is going to go for a clean and jerk. And he's so drugged out and boozed out. He pulls his arms off and his arms stay on the weight and he just comes up and they're like bleeding because he's on so many drugs. I guess it was something you had to see for yourself. Really. Yeah. But anyway, you know, you can share, folks, if you have a remedy that is can't miss, I'd love to hear it because this is cold and flu season. And outside of getting, I did get my flu shot, but outside of that and getting rest, there's not a whole lot you can do. But if you have a remedy, I'd love to hear it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone lines are always open here at Nightlight. We love to hear from you throughout the show, regardless of what we're talking about. And without further ado, Conrad, I think it's time to get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, what was your first musical purchase? We're opening it up a little bit here. It could be your first album. That's what I went for. Your first instrument, sheet music, music related. Could be a gazoo you got in a Happy Meal at McDonald's. What was your first music purchase? We have to celebrate music because whether we're going to the gym or on a car ride, music is the soundtrack of our lives. So let's have fun with it tonight, folks. Tell me your first musical purchase. 855-752-4842. That is the text line. You can also text us on the app, which is very easy to use. Or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment. My first musical purchase was the album Machine Head by Deep Purple. And I was talking, Patty Vasquez was on the show the other night. We're kind of from the same neighborhood, the Six Corners neighborhood in Chicago, just off the Kennedy Expressway. And this is back when a Sears had everything. They even had a music department. And I remember walking to Six Corners with some other kids in the neighborhood. And I was probably, I don't know, fifth grade. And I bought my own album with my own money, Deep Purple, Machine Head. Highway Star was on there. I think Smoke on the Water, I assume. It's been so long. I think I was only a Deep Purple fan for about 4 months. Money well spent. But that was my first musical purchase. What about you, Con?
So it was probably Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph and Lil Wayne. And I think that was on my iPod Nano. Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
And it was $1.09, something like that.
Yeah.
Let It Rock.
But what was it called? Oh, Let It Rock. And who sang it?
It was Kevin Rudolph featuring Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And if we're talking about instruments, I believe the first one I did was saxophone. So I think
Homer Simpson would refer to it as the honk-a-ma flute.
Yes, the honk-a-ma flute. I played that. I tried learning drums and never accomplished that. So I tried taking the lessons and I could never get it down. So, you know, there's always,
yeah.
I just didn't have that musical talent.
I took piano lessons probably for about 6 weeks and just said, I don't have any need for this. But it's so true. Anybody who plays the piano never regrets learning how to play the piano. It was so stupid and short-sighted. And then I took up the guitar like in eighth grade. And a guy from Marinette, Bob Bro, who was on his way to college, gave me lessons one summer. He ended up being an opera singer. He's been on the show. Great guy. And I still play that occasionally. Like, I'm not great at it by any means, but that was probably my instrument if I had one. But yeah. And then I became a huge music collector. Like, I have probably $3,000 worth of songs on iTunes. I have no idea how to access them. I just go to, like, I paid all that money and now I just listen to them on YouTube. I got to get Chris Casper on this. We got to figure this out, but you got to have music in your life, folks. So let us know, what was your first musical purchase? Phone lines are open. Text line is open. You can text us on the stream and let's have some music talk here tonight. And it is a bar band Friday night. So what better night to talk music than, that is a bummer. Like Katie Scullin, she's so talented. We've had her on the show a couple times, and I think this is her first album in a couple, two or three years, maybe. She has to cancel the launch event. Like, that's sick, because you would not miss that for anything. She must be really sick. So
yeah.
Feel better, Katie Scullin, and glad that Terry Barr could be with us here a little later in the show. Music, news, sports, and weather coming up in about 10 minutes. And then we will talk to Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what is going on around the state this weekend. That is coming up next. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here on this Friday, folks. Let's talk about all the things in life we love. We started doing it and we're going to do it. Tonight's question, by the way, one of the things we love is music. And we talk about music quite a bit here on Nightlight. And also, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with groovy tunes as usual. But our question of the night is, what was your first music purchase? What was the first album, cassette, CD, musical instrument? How did music come into your life? What was your first musical purchase? Greg on the stream, Greg is really into this. He says, hey, just to let you guys know, I am Greg from Waukesha. Greg Juan Snyder is Greg from Waukesha. Okay, so we thought that last night, right? Yeah. And he talked about this great festival happening in Waukesha this weekend, which sounds great. It's the Winter Jan. I think it's Janbury. I think Greg spelled his own event wrong, but I know what he meant. And there are fireworks tonight. So if you're in the Waukesha area, join Greg down at the Winter Janbury there in Waukesha. He says, by the way, I still haven't gotten the call from the Packers GM. Guess they don't want me to start kicking field goals yet. I could probably do better than McManus, even being blind. Well, you know what? He probably couldn't have hurt, right, in that game? Didn't McManus miss two field goals extra point?
Yeah, well.
I mean, did he make? He must have made extra points, but ultimately that didn't matter. So yeah, Greg, you could have been the Packers kicker. Why not? Stacy Sue on the stream says, so sorry for your loss, Pete. Thank you, Stacy. That's very nice of you in regard to my uncle Pat Murphy, who passed away. Thank you for the nice words, Stacy. So let us know what your first music purchase was, though, folks. Was it an album, an instrument, whatever it was? Or what's the first album you owned? 45? Remember 45 Records? I had a few of those. So be part of the show and let us know what your first musical purchase was. Con, you've got, there are some great movies opening. But why don't you give us a rundown? What are you talking about tomorrow on Make the Call?
I mean, well, you know, Make the Call, if you haven't heard, it's a sports show. You can hear it tomorrow at 7 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as you can guess just by it being a sports show in Wisconsin, we talk a little bit about the Packers, you know. If we were the GM, Gray, Gunderson, Parker Olsen, Jimmy Cuska, if we were... You know, what would we do differently? What would we make changes in the offseason? And I mean, mainly, it's a culture change, you know? Philosophy is just, towards the end of the year, they lost five in a row. It's just like, it feels like they didn't want to win. Yeah. So,
an entire culture change.
Yeah. I mean, like, you think about the last 3 years. The Packers have lost as a 7 seed in the first round the last 3 years, and they haven't done anything to change it. I mean, this year, I guess, it's different because of all the injuries we had, and I really think that if we didn't catch that injury bug, this defense would have been one of the top defenses in the league. But we also do talk, you know, Bucks, they're pretty bad right now. The Badgers just had two great, really fun wins. One being Michigan, was 14-0, and we won.
That was huge.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard, Dodgers got another star on their team. Kyle Tucker is now a Los Angeles Dodger, and we talk about the salary cap. Is it necessary?
Yes. If you want the league to be competitive.
Yeah, no, it's
like the NFL is. I mean, the NFL, it doesn't matter if you're in a market like Green Bay or Buffalo or LA or New York. It's I think that's got to change. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel, and I'm not the sports guy, but it just seems like a no-brainer.
I mean, we all of us agreed, you know. It's just like it's just at this point it's just getting like unfair, you know, to these small market teams. That don't have that money that LA does or New York. So it's like they want to not have small market teams in the league anymore.
Well, and it's for a small market team to compete. It's typically for what? A short window. It's got to be a perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's not fair. And it's the league. And I'm not saying, you know, the league, any professional sports league is better when there's parity to some degree. And then let it be about smarts and scouting and all that kind of stuff and coaching and who you bring in, you know, but at least level the playing field. My God.
And I mean, and Make the Call too. Tomorrow, you can also hear Mike Clemens and his great sport reporting. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, check that out tomorrow morning. Stuart Waddles told me that, you know, the Bears are looking for a new stadium. If they get a dome stadium, and they will, regardless of where they go, it sounds like they're going to have a dome stadium. That would leave only Green Bay with that outdoor venue. And, you know, the Rams are coming into Chicago this week, and everybody's like, oh, the Rams are going to – Chicago's too cold. They have the advantage. I'm like, first of all, not everybody on the Bears is from Chicago. Same with the Rams. I just have never subscribed to that. But, I mean, it's probably a little bit of an advantage just because it's your home – field, but Stuart is going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Bears stadium. They're an NFC North team, and I think on the table was Kenosha as a possibility. And I,
yeah, that's that's kind of funny.
I don't know that that would be a good move for the Bears. I feel like there's probably a few Bears fans in Kenosha, but why would you? I mean,
that's just so weird. Then you'd have the Bears and the Packers facing off in the same state. That's weird.
It's really weird. Less weird if they go to Indiana and they're in Northwest Indiana, because those are basically Chicago suburbs. But Kenosha is not a suburb. It's, I mean, there was thinking at one point, I remember my Milwaukee cousins going, eventually Chicago and Milwaukee will be one city. Well, that never really happened, but I think there is still some free land in there where it's not just all suburbs, which I kind of like. You know, I like knowing when you're leaving, I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
This seems a little different, even though it's not like the continental divide. So you've got that. You've got some great movie openings this weekend. We'll get to those throughout the course of the show. Let us know what your first music purchase was, folks. Be part of the show. When we come back, Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News will be here. Right now, stay tuned for news, sports, and weather on Civic Media. It's B. Schwab and Nightlight. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Beach Waba, broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on this cold January night. So we need to warm things up here, folks. We need to come together and talk about movies and TV and music. Our question of the night is, what was your first music purchase? Could be an album, an instrument. Somebody also just said first concert. That's fine, too. Just please share your love of music with us here tonight on Nightlight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment, and we will make you part of the show. Always more fun when we do that. It is my pleasure now. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest back to Nightlight. She does great work at Up North News, and it is always fun when she joins me to talk about what is going on in our state. And it helps us take pride in our state as well. Ellie Bordeaux joins me now. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me back on.
Always fun. And I love the work you do at Up North News. I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's informative, but it's also kind of upbeat. You have this, hey, it's fun to be in Wisconsin kind of attitude. And I don't know, I assume part of that is on purpose, but either way, it's there.
Yes. Yeah. We try to keep it upbeat for sure. You know, I think a lot of the times news can be really, it can be a lot. It can be frustrating. Oh, yeah. It can be really stress inducing. And I do think, of course, it's important to share those headlines in our newsletter, but ultimately we also want to make it positive, and we want to share the good things happening in our state, or the unique things, or just the Wisconsin culture things, you know, that people don't necessarily know and want to hear about. So we try and keep it a little bit more lighter, or more light, which is really nice. So.
Yeah, no, it's great. And love what you guys do there. How are you tonight? The weekend is here. Do you work for Up North throughout the weekend, or do you take weekends off? How does that work?
No, I take the weekends off, which is really nice. I think, I mean, it's kind of as a work as needed on the weekends kind of thing, you know, like I think during election season, it'll be a lot more. I'll probably be working on the weekends a little bit more, you know,
right, but sure.
Today, it's Happy Friday. I'm going into the weekend. It's all good. Yeah.
That's excellent. Hey, do you have a first music purchase that you remember? Album, concert, instrument, something like that?
Yeah. I was thinking about this while you were talking about it. I think my first, well, I know it wasn't one of the like iPod Nanos that were like this big, you know, that you could like clip onto your shirt or whatever. that was like my first music listening purchase.
Okay.
I think one of the first things I had on there was an album by the Black Eyed Peas. I don't remember what album it was, but I do remember for sure that the Black Eyed Peas being on there, which it's a little bit nostalgic for me. It's cute, but that's like first real like music memory purchase.
Let's Get It Started, right? That was probably their. Okay. Yeah. That was a great song. Like the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Me too.
let's segue into something that kind of plays along those lines. You did a recent post or article about all of the concerts that are coming to Wisconsin in 2026, and there's a great list. Some of them are Summerfest, some others. What did you make of that, and what are you most looking forward to?
You know, I'm looking forward to a lot of them. Wisconsin is, I think, Summerfest is so much fun, and there's really no shortage of live music in Wisconsin, and there's something for everyone, which is really great.
Yeah.
And like, so we've got Rascal Flatts coming on on January 22nd, coming up pretty soon at Pfizer, which is really great. I think one I'm most looking to is Journey. I'm thinking about going to that, which would be really cool. And AC/DC, which they're coming to Camp Randall, which would be really fun. Thinking about going to that one too, because my family is big. I might have talked about this last time on here, actually, but my family is big AC/DC fans. We named our dog Angus after Angus Young.
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah. You have to go to that show.
Yeah, so I'm definitely thinking about it. I won't lie. I've heard some people, I know some people that saw them in Chicago somewhat recently, and they were kind of like, it was okay, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, obviously they're not necessarily in their prime anymore, but I think it would still be fun for sure. So those are two of the main ones I'm really looking forward to. I'm not a huge country person. So like the Country Thunder, those kinds of things don't necessarily interest me that much, but I'm looking forward to Journey and AC/DC for sure.
Those are great. And you don't expect them to be like they were 40 years ago, but I mean, like Bob Dylan, talk about an icon, and everybody I know that has seen him over the last couple of years just like, is like, what did I just see? Like, he's just not the same guy at all. You're just paying to look at him in person, basically.
Absolutely. No, I think it's more of just, I went and saw Stevie Nicks when she was in Milwaukee a few years ago. And it's one of those things, it's like, you just want to be there. Like, you just want to be in the presence of this legend. Like, it's so cool. So that's kind of the same kind of thing with AC/DC. It's like, maybe it won't be the best performance in the world that I've ever seen, but it's just like, check it off the bucket list kind of thing, you know?
Definitely. How do you feel about Journey? Like, you probably don't remember Steve Perry, their lead singer, who was iconic and was an outstanding lead singer. This guy they have now, Arnel Pineda, I think is his name. I remember seeing him on Oprah, and I think it was Neil Schon or one of those guys in Journey. They just wanted to keep playing. And they found this guy singing karaoke in the Far East, and he was great. And he was singing Journey tunes at karaoke. So they auditioned him, and he got the gig. Next thing you know, he's on Oprah. He's still with the band. This is like 15 years or something. And he's great. He's not Steve Perry, but man, what a home run they hit with him.
Oh my gosh, totally. I think no one's going to compare to Steve Perry. I really don't think so. But it is like a close second, I would say. I mean, he's still phenomenal, you know? So
absolutely.
I think it's still worth seeing for sure. Even if it's not Steve Perry, it's still Journey, you know?
Ellie Bordeaux is my guest, folks. Check out her work in Up North News. She does such a great job there. And some of the concerts we're talking about, you've also got Ed Sheeran, Nine Inch Nails, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, Keith Urban, Bob Dylan. And it just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun shows coming to Wisconsin this year. Ellie, let's talk Dry January. It's funny because I haven't had a drink in like 3 years, but I still love talking about drinking. I also still love talking about Dry January because I think it's great. I think whatever people want to do, if they're responsible, it's outstanding. And Wisconsinites, and I read this in your article, have a 10% more likeliness to drink than people from other states. On average, 10% more people drink here. What do you make of that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think, you know, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this correctly. I do think drinking is really a big Wisconsin thing. Like I would, when I went to school at UW-Madison, and I mean, we're college kids. There was a lot of drinking happening, and people from out of state would come and be like, oh, wow. Like, it really is like there would be like they didn't realize that there was a liquor store in our grocery stores. Like a lot of other states, you have to go to a separate liquor store, things like that, you know, like just little things like that that are different. But I think Dry January is, especially for Wisconsinites, like, I don't know, I think this Dry January trend has really been gaining a lot of traction recently. And also the rate of alcohol consumption in general for younger generations is going down, which is very interesting right. to me. So I think the Dry January thing, I think it's great. If people want to partake in this, I think that's awesome. And there are so many, I just did an article about a bunch of places you can find mocktails throughout the state. And
yeah,
it's so accessible for people that are sober for whatever reason they decide to be, or just doing Dry January or whatever. It's so much more accessible now. I feel like they have like a mocktail menu, something that like you can still have a fun drink and like a wine glass or whatever and still feel included in that atmosphere and the bar atmosphere, the drinking atmosphere, but you don't have to drink, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's funny, you talk about the Wisconsin drinking culture. When I was in college, I remember driving up to Madison because that was the party school. We went to, like, DePaul was this Catholic school, and they had a share of parties or whatever, but Madison was known for its Halloweens then. So
right.
we're driving up, there's like five of us in a car, and this guy, Carl Hahn, was driving, and we were all packed in his car, and someone said, state line, like, we were passing into Wisconsin. He didn't mean it this way, but he said, someone want to pour me a beer? While we were driving the car. Like,
yeah,
it was like a psychosomatic thing or something, like, we're in Wisconsin. I need a beer. Even though we right. were on the highway. I mean, it was insane. I don't think that happens as much anymore. At least I hope yeah. it doesn't.
No, I don't think so. But okay, I know good. What you're saying. It is like, it is totally a like Wisconsin culture of just drinking beer, especially like it's old fashions that too.
Yeah.
But there are some places on here when I was writing the story that do non-alcoholic old fashions, which I'm like, that's awesome. There are NA beers that breweries are making, which I think is really cool. There are NA wines that different vineyards have, which I think is super awesome. So there's something for everyone. It's really cool.
I agree. Do you have a cocktail of choice, one you prefer?
I don't frequently have cocktails. I prefer beer, but if I am having a cocktail, it's going to be a brandy old fashioned sweet.
I know you. I knew you were going to say that. That's an excellent choice.
Yeah.
It's
my roots.
Yeah. Another thing I saw in Up North News recently, you guys did, I don't know if this was yours or not, I can't remember, but you did a focus on athletes from Wisconsin who are competing in the Winter Olympics. Are you familiar with that at all? Or can you speak to that?
Yeah. So, yeah, we just recently, we included that in our newsletter the other day. And I think it's really cool seeing like, the different, I don't know, I think it's really interesting to see the different ties that people have to Wisconsin in the Olympics, whether that's they went to school at UW-Madison or there. I know there was an athlete from Marquette, and I can't remember which event they were competing in, but like someone from Wisconsin is participating in luge, which that for me, I was like, how do you get involved in luge, you know, right. which I think is so cool that that's an opportunity in Wisconsin. I think it sets up like it's such an inspiration for young athletes that are wanting to get to this level, which I think is so cool. And seeing role models from Wisconsin play at this huge stage and play for our country, which is super cool.
Absolutely. And I remember back years ago when Dan Jansen was trying for a gold medal in speed skating and he had come up short. He had won world championships, but every time he got to the Olympics, he just couldn't get it done. And that moment, and I'm sure it's out there on YouTube if anybody wants to go see it, but I've never been so invested in cheering for someone else and living vicariously and just going, God, I want him to win this gold medal. And you could see like what he and his wife had been through with all the training, because it's a full-time job, even though it's an amateur sport. And when he won that gold medal, just this guy from, I don't know, West Bend or West Allis or wherever he was from, it was just a great, great feeling that a guy from Wisconsin did this, you know?
Totally. And I think that brings up a really good point. Like, of course you're rooting for Team USA, but it gives you a specific person to root for.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I want you to go home with the gold, you know, like, which I think is really fun.
I totally agree. All right, so we've got more coming up here. Our guest is Ellie Bordeaux. We'll have her for a few more minutes after a short break. We'll get caught up here on some texts until we go to break. Stacy Sue says the Jackson 5, a 45 record ABC. That was a great, probably cost about 70 cents, Stacy Sue, if it was a 45. That's exciting. And Stacy Sue says 33 album. Her first purchase was the Bay City Rollers. Outstanding stuff. Keep those texts coming, folks. We will get caught up soon. We'll have a few more minutes with Ellie Bordeaux from Up North News. She's always fun to talk to about our state. We are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. My guest is Joseph William. He is the lead singer of the legendary band Toto, who is playing Milwaukee February 18th at the beautiful Riverside Theater. He joins us here on Nightlight for the first time. And for what it's worth, my friend Pat Francis, who does a podcast called Rock Solid, which you've been on before, said he saw Toto last year and you guys just absolutely still rock. So everybody should go see the show on February 18th. Last thing before we let you go, Joseph, what is your favorite Toto song to sing, and what do people respond to the most in the crowd when you guys start playing a tune?
Well, there's a lot of songs I love to do. It's especially fun to do stuff that we haven't done or haven't done in a long, long time. It's fun to sort of make that order and pick those songs for the set list and stuff. But to be really totally, I'm being completely honest with you, my favorite thing to do in the show is to do Africa. And you know, it's the way the audience responds, it's so inspiring. You know, sometimes they're singing it so loud that you can't even hear us.
Wow.
And you know, singing, shouting out that chorus is feels amazing. As people know who love the song, it's just one of those choruses that sticks with you and has a sort of an emotional quality. And it's a blast to do every single night. I never get tired of it.
That's so great to hear that. I remember that that came out in the early 80s. I loved it so much, and then it became part of my workout mix like in the 90s, and such a great song on so many levels. Last thing before we let you go, are you binge watching anything on TV? Let's say you're done composing, you're done touring, you get to your hotel room. What is Joseph Williams watching on TV?
Well, I watch lots of stuff. I mean, I just finished the season of Landman. That's a cool show.
Yeah.
I'm also a big fan of Jeremy Renner. He's got the show, the Mayor of Kingstown. It's a great, great show. There's so many great things out there these days. The production values that they're doing with these limited series are great and really appeal to me. And then I go back and rewatch stuff that I love. I've watched probably Breaking Bad the seasons
yeah.
Probably a couple of times easy. So I'm all over the place. But like, I just finished the season of Landman, which is Billy Bob Thornton, who's a fave of mine,
yeah.
And he's great. It's a great show.
Listen, buddy, thank you so much. Have a great time in Milwaukee. Stay warm, knock 'em dead. And I really, truly appreciate your time tonight. It's been a pleasure to talk to you and love your music. Keep up the great work.
I appreciate it, Pete. And I thank you for having me. And please come out and hang out with us for a couple hours. You'll have a great time.
Outstanding. I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Joseph. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Joseph Williams from Toto, the lead singer. They are playing Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater February 18th, an outstanding show. I saw them, I think, at Summerfest years ago, and just love their music. So check that out. Boy, that was fun, Con.
That was great.
You know, there's just certain bands that you've listened to your whole life, and they're famously covered by others because they're so influential. And that's just, that's what Toto is. And they're unbelievable when a band stays together that long. And there aren't many. You know, U2, Springsteen and the E Street Band, I guess you could say the Eagles, and there are different derivations of these bands and members come and go, but it's so great that they are still touring and they are an absolute blast to listen to.
Yeah, so. I didn't know his dad was John.
How about that?
That's cool.
You got a legend breathing down your neck artistically. But he's handled it well.
Yeah. I mean, Toto's a great band, so.
They're an outstanding band, and he's done his own thing, too. He's an Emmy-nominated composer, so his dad rubbed off on him definitely the right way, so.
All right, that was fun. I think we should go, Con. I think we should get, like, a bus sign-up thing to go down and see Toto in Milwaukee.
Yeah, how fun would that be?
I'm trying to, I for some reason, I know I saw them at Summerfest. Let me just do a quick Google here. I think they, historically, it was probably like the early 80s. They were in Milwaukee in 2017 at Summerfest. It wasn't then. It was like way long ago. Anyway, are you a concert guy? We've never really talked about concerts.
I've been to a bunch of concerts, yes.
Okay.
Summerfest I've been to. Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, really?
I went to J. Cole. I'm trying to think of other Jake, and then you know who Kesha is?
Heard of it? Yeah,
her. Heard of her. Well, all right. So she when I went to school at Milwaukee, they did this thing called Panther Fest, which was like they did a concert, and they stopped doing it for about 2 years because it was during COVID and
the vid.
They brought it back. That's with awesome. Kesha. And it was the worst concert ever.
Oh, it really was?
Let's just say my friends, we went there, got an Uber there, went there, called the Uber literally 2 minutes after we saw. We left.
2 minutes? It was that bad?
Yeah, it was not good.
Wow, that's a terrible show. Folks, we've got news, sports, and weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. Rob Thomas will be here at 6:35 to talk about the Oscars. And we've got a bit of bad news. The cold and flu bug has really, pardon me, well, it's affected Conrad and me. But Terry Barr can't make it tonight. And now we've found out that Rocker can't make it tonight. So Conrad and I are going to give each other quizzes. We think that'll be fun. And you guys can get in on the fun, too. But Rob Thomas will be here in Act 2 at 6:35. We're going to be talking about the Oscar nominations and some of the things he's written about in CityCast Madison, where he is the newsletter editor. He does great work there. Our question of the night is, who is someone or something you would like to compliment? Tomorrow is National Compliment Day, and we're trying to, in the spirit of positivity, bring some positive energy here to the show tonight. So give us some compliments that you would like to share with people. It is also National Pi Day, and Mike Clemens weighed in and said that his favorite is strawberry rhubarb. Mine is key lime.
Yeah, mine as well.
Key lime? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic. Even a bad one's good.
Even a bad key lime pie is good key lime pie. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, you can't really mess that up, can you?
No.
You know what pie I've never tasted? Mincemeat pie.
No, thanks.
Doesn't it sound horrible? Like, I bet you don't even know what it is, and you still just said no way. All right. You ponder that over the break. We're coming back for Act 2. Rob Thomas will be here. We're going to read your texts next. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.